Good morning. It's 8:38 Finger Lakes Morning News, and with Finger Lakes Health, and in person in studio is Laura Turbide. Good morning.
Good morning, Ted.
I have to apologize for last time. You got melted off the program by our computers just all going kablooey at about 8:32 and a half or whenever it was.
We had to re-enter with a bang.
Oh,
we've been missing you for so long.
So
great to be back in person.
We're focusing on 108 holes for hearts, but also we want to talk about Cubby Chase. So do you want to start with that?
Perfect.
Since that's coming up, I'm going to miss my first Cubby Chase water station because it's the first day of my vacation.
Well, you've earned it.
Next year, I'll schedule better.
Well, we are thrilled, of course. Saturday, July 31st, Cubby Chase. It's a 10K, 5K, color mile fun run. Also, there'll be a stroller event, some new things going on, a perfect chance to get out with your family, a perfect chance to get out if it's the season where you're trying to get yourself back into sort of the running path and truly being competitive. It's also great if you're looking to just walk it. And it's just a fun race. And it benefits the Jim Dooley Center for Early Learning, which of course cares for children 6 weeks to 12 years of age. Many people don't realize that our childcare center serves about 130 family members any given week, and many of them are from the community. Some of them are obviously hospital employees, but not all. We are the first hospital-based center around, and also we are the very first child care center to be NACE accredited. So really proud of what happens at the child care center. But 7 to 8:15 is check-in in the race. 8:15 is the color mile fun run, and then the decorated stroller parade at 8:20, and then the 5K and 10K are going to kick off at 8:30. Great chance to get out. So you can go on to runsignup.org. I'm going to double check. Yes. And it's runsignup.com/ Cubby Chase 5K 10K. So go out there. Time to sign up. We also need volunteers. So if you want to work at that water station, that Rotary is so awesome to sponsor every time. And the funding is, we'll support childcare, but also we do need volunteers that day to help do everything from being sort of race guardians, in essence, to keep people safe on that path. And we need people to help register. So you can do early morning. You can volunteer during the race time. At the end of the day, there's always that cone pickup job that everybody needs to do. So that's our Cubby Chase update. And then we have a date for Heels Up. If you want to get shape, you want to start now, get out to Cubby because get yourself going. And we used to always do that couch to Cubby. We're still, can offer some training tips and things. And then, of course, on this year, really, really special, Heels Up for Healing is going to be in Penyan, based at Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hospital. The beneficiary is going to be the Homestead long-term care facility, which we know provides exceptional care in Yates County for really probably a really needed aging population there. It has fulfills a big need, and it is on September 11th, and it is the 20th anniversary of September 11th. So there will be a lot of focus on heroes, a lot of focus on first responders, really, I think, a special tribute to people. And much is still in the works for that, but we want to get on people's calendars. So again, September 11th, easy date to remember, but a great way to come together and really honor people and hopefully make some important, impactful, good memories while doing something healthy for a great cause.
All right. Now, we're going to learn about 108 holes for hearts and also the Finger Lakes Health Cardiac Rehab Program. Do we want to start with you, Helen, with the basics and talk about the money that's being raised? Now, Helen, be kind to Helen. She's suffering from a coffee deficit, apparently, this morning. So first question is, good morning. Let me turn your mic on first. How much fun has your job been or anybody's in development and fundraising over these past 16 months?
Actually, really good. Community's really stepped up. I think they realize the value that that community hospitals and local healthcare brings to all, and people have really stepped up in terms of in-kind donations and one-time significant donations. They've supported many of our programs and our equipment, and so I have to say that I feel like our community has made a real impact, and fundraising has made an impact on our organization.
Well,
so
I'm glad
I appreciate, I appreciate everybody's kindness and generosity. To move on to the 108 holes, so coming out of the pandemic and early on when we started to plan this, the cardiac rehab program, we provide scholarships for our patients who otherwise maybe would not be able to avail themselves of the services, and close to 45% of our patients, both at Geneva and Soldiers and Sailors, need this support. And the golf tournaments, one that was in Penyan for years, that was actually run by the Lions Club, and the Geneva golf tournament that happened every year. Those we've taken a hiatus. There's been a 2-year hiatus on those golf tournaments. They
right.
were the number one most significant supplier of our funding for the cardiac rehab scholarships. So in thinking about how we were going to get back to normality or normalcy after COVID, we wanted to make sure that we mitigated any risk and thought about maybe doing a hybrid event, which is what the Cubby and the Heels Up events are. You can do it virtually or you can do it in person. But in the case of the golf tournament, it seemed like not only is were we concerned about protocols, COVID protocols, but we also, it's very, very staff and volunteer heavy golf tournaments. And we need our staff in the hospitals, you know, providing the services.
Right.
And also the net proceeds for golf tournaments are not as strong as they could be. There's you know, steak dinners and pro shop credits and all those things that have to be paid out. So we wanted to really maximize the profit that we could get, the proceeds we could get. So we came up with this idea of doing a virtual golf tournament, which is basically asking folks to golf over a 3-month period. From we started in June 19th, we're going till September 19th to golf 108 holes, which is basically six 18 hole rounds.
Yeah.
And to along the way collect support sponsorships up to we're asking each golfer to commit to $1,000 a piece in sponsorships, and with our help. So the foundation has provided much of the fundraising for this so that we can actually throw money, as it were, at these golfers. We have at this point 14 golfers who have golfed a combined total of 14 or 1500 holes already. So many of our golfers have already hit the 108, and they've
wow.
only been golfing, as I say, since June 19th. So there's still plenty of time for folks to sign up and golf for this. You have until September 19th to do the 6 rounds. Some people can do it in 2 weeks. And also we're welcoming sponsors to support our current golfers and our future golfers.
Yeah, you have a leaderboard sponsor.
We do. So Finger Lakes Radiology stepped up before we even took pen to paper and started this thing. They loved the concept, and they jumped right on. And the leaderboard sponsor is a $5,000 sponsor. They sponsored 5 golfers totally. Up for now, we have 70 sponsors and donors, and
wow.
more than $16,000 raised. So each golf tournament brought in about $10,000 to $15,000 a piece for cardiac rehab. So we're really getting close to supplementing that income and getting it back to where it needs to be for the cardiac rehab patients.
So is flhealth.org the best place to go?
Run sign up. 108 holes for hearts, you'll find it. And we have Facebook pages, we have Facebook groups, we have there's many, many ways to support if you want to donate, or again if you want to jump on and golf for it. I have $675 that I can throw at another person. You know,
wow.
So if you want to be more than half sponsored, go for it.
It's know. Such a great idea for Helen to just get this going. And again, we're just thrilled because there's still plenty of time to golf. And we're saying, you're
yeah,
going to golf
yeah.
anyway.
Yep.
I know
right.
it's rainy, but you're going to golf. So just do it and do it for a good cause. And we're going to talk about that good cause with Sue Conray, who has been
yeah.
with Cardiac Rehab. We're just talking about this. She is our Cardiac Rehab Coordinator for Geneva General Hospital and Soldier and Sailor Memorial Hospital. She has been a longtime member of our Cardiac Rehab team. We're just talking 26 years.
Yeah.
She doesn't. You would not know by looking.
Oh my! Thank you.
But she has. She's a champion for cardiac rehab and for people's good health and for cardiac wellness. So we're going to talk a little bit what cardiac rehab is, why does it benefit, why it's needed, and why all this support is so critical
yeah.
to get those
Sue,
scholarships.
Sue, just step right up close to that mic there.
Okay.
First question is: I didn't realize this that the program actually went on hiatus itself because of COVID. So there've been a couple
did.
Of periods where you haven't been able to do it.
Correct.
Wow.
Twice. I'm yes, but we're back. We're back. Working cardiac rehab is generally a 12-week program of exercise and education for any folks that have had a newly diagnosed cardiac event, a heart attack, have been diagnosed with coronary artery disease or angina, bypass surgery, valve replacement. We've had heart transplant
folks go through the program. So we see lots of different heart diagnoses.
And what I love about this program is it's kind of modular. There's three phases. Some people do one of them. Some people do all three. So there's a lot of different options that you can go into.
There are. Phase one is an in-hospital, inpatient part of the program. We don't see an awful lot of phase one patients anymore because most folks get transferred to a larger facility for further testing like cardiac angiogram or bypass surgery, whatever. But we do make inpatient visits. That's phase one. Phase two is the 12-week program where patients come 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. They wear a cardiac monitor, a telemetry monitor while they're with us so that we can watch heart rate and rhythm. If we see any changes at all, we can be in close contact with the cardiologist or the primary care physician. And besides the exercise, which happens slowly, gradually, people kind of get back into shape. We also do lots of education so that we can hopefully prevent folks from having a second event.
Yeah, there's a lot of lifestyle education in terms
Absolutely.
Of diet and things.
Smoking cessation.
Right.
Yep.
Which is good for everything. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, that it's good for your heart, but it's good for everything. Every
it's
time we
everything.
Talk about anything,
exercise,
eat less, lose weight, exercise.
Right.
I mean,
that's right.
You can't go wrong.
Exactly. That's right. And phase three, we're currently not open for phase three cardiac rehab, but that's a long-term kind of a self-monitored exercise program. The nursing staff does provide some monitoring, of course, blood pressure and whatnot, and certainly the education goes on. But for now, we're not able to open phase three, but we're certainly, when someone graduates from the phase two program, we do recommend long-term exercise. We can recommend places to go, or lots of people just like to exercise at home, go for a walk, but we do provide lots of information for continuing exercise after you graduate, which is the most important thing.
I know we talked in the past about, do you still have the program, the screening program for young athletes to screen them against possible risks?
We have not had that in a number of years. That
okay.
was for a cardiomyopathy in young athletes.
Because I know that helped track down a lot of potential problems.
It did. Some local kids got diagnosed that day. I did participate. That was pretty awesome.
Well, congratulations on being back almost fully.
And yes, we're very thankful.
On this great approach, because I know it's working, and I know that when you make those lifestyle changes and things, people are back in the hospital less often. I mean, like you said, the fact that you don't have a lot of phase one patients means that what you're doing is working.
Yeah, hopefully. That's what we like to believe.
And we certainly have a continuum of care, as you know. So Dr. Jonathan Rodriguez, as well as Pam Hobart, nurse practitioner, works with him. Geneva General Cardiology Associates works very closely with cardiac rehab.
Absolutely.
And, we're grateful to have. So if people need cardiac services, we have them from the outpatient side to obviously the cardiac rehab program. So we do really view it as a continuum, and we're grateful for a fantastic cardiac rehab team that I know our cardiologist has lots of faith and confidence in.
He does, and actually we get referrals from all over the area. So
wow.
We get heart failure patients were being referred to us from the heart failure clinics in Rochester and many of the local cardiologists, because we feel that it's really important for a patient to get to cardiac rehab, whether they live here close by in Ontario County or outside of our county.
And then I love when you run off these names and I know them all. It's like, hey, they've been on. It's like I feel like I have all these friends here that
if I
ever need them, I haven't yet.
We appreciate it.
You do. Well, it's a challenge every time to get somebody new for you.
Well, and that's what I always say. We like our new friends and we like our old friends. Sue, thank you. Helen,
Absolutely.
Thank you as always. And
thank you.
Laura,
thank
you. Sorry about our glitch last time, but I think we got it all covered this time.
We're back in action. Thanks,
all right.
Ted.
In a couple more weeks, we'll do it again. We'll get healthy with Finger Lakes Health as we come up to 8:53 now on the Finger Lakes Morning News.